There you go, Philip. Your coffee.
Just leave it there.
I hope you like Mouldy World, bro. Frank says that...
Thanks for the coffee.
No worries. You need anything else? I'm just
I said thank you.
Stan, it's Philip. Hey, look, sorry about all the trouble, but I'm here now and we'll get it all sorted out. Is there time to... What? When? Really? Oh, wow. Yeah, sure. Sure, lunch on Wednesday. Be great. Wow, that old bugger's full of surprises.
Always early, eh, Philip? I remember when your mother and I couldn't get you out of bed in the morning.
Yeah, can't make money lying in bed, Dad, unless you're a hooker.
Yeah, tell that to Sean Fitzpatrick. How's your coffee?
Instant and bad. What I'd give for a latte.
Oh, you have to go a long way for that. Now, Philip, I know we've got to clear up that Maverick account.
I'm sorry, Dad. I should have left it in your hands.
Sorry?
Yeah, I just spoke to Stan. The account's been paid and they're showing a substantial credit balance. Very cute. You transferred the money overnight.
Well, I meant to...
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Well, you never gave me the chance.
Oh, never mind. You have something you want to show me?
Yeah. Just get Mike.
Morning. Oh, Karen, you're back. How are you, dear?
Well, she's a bit upset, Edith.
I can speak for myself.
Take it easy, girl.
No! I want to know what's going on here. Edith, how can you deny phoning me about Jared?
Karen, I wouldn't lie about a thing like that.
Hey, I took that call at Queenie's, Edith. I spoke to you.
That's impossible. I only made the one call. I dialed your number, Mr. Thompson, and Marta, you answered.
No.
I told you that I thought Karen's ex was in town, and I said she shouldn't come back here.
Oh, that's right.
And that's all I did.
You're lying.
Well, when was I supposed to have rung up?
Yesterday morning. Around...
Just before 11.
I was talking to Sadie. That's what time I call her every day.
You sure?
I've been doing it for 20 years. Ask her.
This is crap.
That's enough. Get out of my shop.
Come on, you two. Don't make this any worse.
I won't be called a liar in my own shop. Out. Now.
And right here is where we'll have the big meeting house. What do you call that again, Mike?
It's the Wharehui, or Wharenui.
Yeah, it'll be able to sleep 500 people at a time.
Who's going to come to New Zealand to sleep on a bare floor?
Oh, no, it'll have all the comforts of home while still
retaining the essence of Māori hospitality.
Yeah, that's right. It's big over here, especially with the corporates. I've been doing some research. They're paying big money to run their team-building courses on marae.
Well, I wish you luck with it.
Look, you add it up. 100 delegates, each paying $400 a night for 3 nights.
Whoa! That's...
$120,000. What do you want, Dad?
Mike, can you excuse us?
$120,000?
Mike, give us a minute, will you?
I'll be over by the Kai House. $120,000.
The truth is, Philip, my cash flow's tight. I could really use your involvement.
Yeah, well, that comes at a price, Dad.
I know that. I've got other investors who are keen, but I'm reaching that critical point. If I don't have some bridging finance, I could lose everything.
Is that right?
You wouldn't let your old man go down the drain, would you?
I can't believe you, Thompson. What do you need that fax for?
Look, I just want to see what Kessler's has to say about those two supervisors from the station.
Fine. Here it is. Satisfied?
What the hell? Look at this. I can't make out a word.
What's wrong?
Well, it's all gibberish. Must be a problem with the overseas connection.
Are you sure it's the right fax?
Yeah, look, there's the Kessler's letterhead. It's a bit garbled, but you can see it.
Damn, Edith, I know she's lying.
Maybe not. Things may not be what they seem.
Why are you taking her side, Marta?
I'm not blaming anyone.
Oh, I am. I think Edith is hiding something.
Don't be too quick to judge.
Why was she so quick to throw us out?
That's right. She's in this up to her neck.
Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting fee, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.